Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Small businesses make up a huge sector of the U.S. economy, with half of all private sector employees. A new endeavor at the University of Louisiana at Monroe will offer help to small business owners in managing the risks of doing business. The Louisiana Board of Regents recently approved the launch of the Small Business Risk Management Institute at ULM. Its director joins me now. Dr. Christine Berry is also the director of the Insurance Studies Program. Dr. Berry, how does the Insurance Studies Program really fit into the concept of a risk management institute at ULM?
The Insurance Studies Program and our students in that program are really an integral part of the Risk Management Small Business Institute, in that they're actually going out and doing risk assessments that help us determine what problems small businesses are having in Louisiana with managing risk and what maybe we can do to help them.
So the Institute really comes back from some of the work that Louisiana Small Business Development Center has been doing.
Yes, the Louisiana Small Business Development Center obtained a grant through the SBA, the Small Business Administration, to help those businesses, mostly in South Louisiana, that were affected by Hurricanes Gustav and Ike. Through that grant, they hired about a dozen business continuity consultants to work closely with those businesses. But it's a bit of a challenge for the continuity consultants to get into the businesses. So what we've been able to do is actually use students in our insurance studies program to, as part of a course assignment, actually go in and talk with these small businesses. And for the last 2 years, in the fall semester, I've had students go to 30 businesses. So we've been able to collect, in total, over 600 surveys and risk assessments of small businesses across the state.
And you found that students really have kind of an easier way in the door than maybe a consultant would.
Right. Most of these students at ULM actually grew up in Louisiana, grew up in the same small town, many of them, and they know businesses, uncles and aunts and cousins and friends that actually have small businesses, and they're able to go in and ask questions that most people can't go in and ask a small business owner, like how much insurance do you buy and what are your property values and questions like that, that oftentimes a small business owner doesn't have time or really isn't comfortable answering.
One of the things the Institute is looking at is you're talking about advocacy, education, and research. How do each of those kind of pertain to risk management for small businesses?
Well, you know, in order to help these businesses better manage risk, we have to know what kinds of insurance they're using now, what they're not using, and honestly, what they know about the insurance that they have. And once we've done that, once we've been able to accomplish that through these risk assessments, we'll be better able to advocate for them by providing information and reports to legislators in the state and other government officials that can make decisions that affect small businesses when it comes to insurance, and also, in some cases, even to the insurance industry.
So what kind of education efforts are you looking at maybe over the next couple of years?
Well, primarily right now, our education efforts are focused to small business owners themselves. In conjunction with the LSBDC, we'll be running some workshops actually titled How to Be a Smarter Insurance Consumer, Business Insurance Consumer. So we'll be doing that all spring and hope to bring that up to North Louisiana over the summer. And these really contain a lot of practical information about insurance and when not to buy insurance. A lot of people think risk management and they think insurance immediately, but oftentimes the best way to manage risk actually is through other methods rather than insurance.
So looking at the bigger picture rather than, okay, I really need to buy another product from my insurance agent.
Absolutely. The other thing we want to do, it's interesting you mentioned the insurance agent, because what we find is that most small businesses depend on their insurance agent to be their risk manager. And really, small business owners need to be equipped with a lot of knowledge when they talk to their agent, because in general, agents want to sell insurance. It's not that they're bad, it's just that that's how they make money. And a good agent is going to recommend other ways to help you manage risk. But at the end of the day, the business owner is going to be much better able to manage their own risk if they're informed about the insurance products and other risk management options.
When we hear about the failure rate for small businesses, especially in the first few years of existence, how can risk management be something, effective risk management really, be something that helps reduce that rate?
One thing is that when small businesses think about risk management, they're actually improving their product and they're improving their workforce. When a business, for example, thinks about managing risk, say the risk of employees stealing or just employee dishonesty in general, when they think about those kind of things, they do things like background checks. They do more monitoring of employees on a daily basis, even just talking to employees about dishonesty and the importance of you know, not stealing from your employer, I think really makes a big difference in the quality of your product and the quality of your workforce.
With the Board of Regents approving the concept of this, approving the implication, really, of this institute here at ULM, what are some of your long-term goals? What do you hope that the institute will be able to do?
I'd really like to see what we're doing here because it is so unique. As I started to say, the institute is really trying to create resources for small businesses that just aren't available. And businesses not only in Louisiana, but outside of Louisiana need these resources too. So I would actually like to see us take what we've done here in Louisiana and bring it to other states and business owners across the country. And I think that it's a unique enough and definitely a needed enough institute, and what we're providing is going to be beneficial across the country. I'm excited about where ULM sits in this whole world of risk management and what we're doing and how unique it is.
Dr. Christine Berry is the director of the Small Business Risk Management Institute and the Insurance Studies Program here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Berry, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.